Hi, my name is George Murray. I'm going to read some poems from a book that's coming up in the spring of 2007. I'm the author of The Hunter and The Cottage Builder's Letter, both with McClelland and Stewart. And I'm also a bit of an editor and the editor of BookNinja.com. Rush. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch. If only the body could catch up with the blood. I'm always chasing this heart's last rapid tick, drawing near an invisible finish line over which I can step and stop the clocks, have a drink and settle down to make some kin. Nice town, and I've never seen it. Nice faces, but I can't think of how the names relate. We win this race of confrontations, invent promising strategies, learn to tell better stories. Wings lift shoes, a boat rows in the clouds, the quarrel meets the apple. Know what I forgot in the rush to hear? Blood isn't just inside me. It is me, my brother. Reno. You've changed ex-lovers' personalities quicker than this. Their problems double-hinged for access. But this Reno's a real bitch, and she'll be waiting outside your door in the dark car longer than you'd think, breaking pencils, dreaming up lies about you so cruel you'll begin to doubt yourself. Pause to remember whether you're really so bad. Troubles in the foundation, not just the walls, versus plumb lines, but deep-seated hitches, need and a fear of dying alone kept in a toolbox of wicked tricks and broken thumbs. Each fix reveals the next crisis. See here under the makeup? This is where you're out of your depth. Silence is a dead language. Silence is a dead language. Forward letters you don't want to deal with, on to friends you know who need the attention. Be bold, the sun's at your back down those dim alleys. When you throw pieces of yourself into the world, do you consider it discarding or decorating? No gesture outside of religion seems uncluttered enough. What you're looking for is ingenuity enough to let ambition go, to find yourself building the simple, the clever, suddenly satisfied with what's appearing at the ends of your much-surprised hands. Listen, the silence ends. Raucous applause. Tackle box. She works the bar like it's a tackle box, hooks and weights against the wild's best wiles, hands loose as though driving a woodcart on a dirt road in the late light's trickery. Your face goes dim as a mahogany slab in what light's reflected from her made-up neck, or cheaper still, you're a pasty chunk of pressboard with that dark veneer of wealth hiding the flaws inherent in glued crumbs. We still argue about the same money, just now shift the decimals in secret. Good boots no longer fished from the lock's deep green. It's what she's got that you don't, besides confidence, and everybody at the rail's loyalty. Go. I sit in my day as though it is made of bone china, eyes shifting from talk to tick as if the weight of a rested glance might break the view into pieces. Gone are all instants, and in place, memory. The night was a bull with six bandolieras in its flank, a mad wolverine caught in the corner and harassed, a dog stumbling in the last moments of rabies. To lie down and sleep under a full wolf moon and end the quiet effort with snow. I have seen the heart in your eyes shine with the fever of loss and a squalling doubt about how long this could continue. You held on quite some time. I saw. Good night. Go.